You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Imagine leading a project team where no one reports to you. You got everything to prove. And on day two, you mess up. I'll never forget my first real project. I had the title, the responsibility, and a stomach full of butterflies doing the Olympic gymnastics. Around the table sat senior engineers, marketing pros, people who had been doing this for years. And not one of them reported to me. That little voice whispered in my ear, "You're an imposter. What gives you the right to lead them?" My goal would be to be perfect and check every email twice, rehearsing every meeting twice. But on day two, I set a critical meeting invite with the wrong time, wrong stakeholders. My heart literally just sank. I thought, that's it. They're going to see right through me. Therefore, I took a breath, sent a quick correction. My mistake here is the right time. Embrace for the fallout. It never came. Just a few got it, thanks replies, and we moved on. That's when it clicked. See, they didn't need a flawless genius. They needed someone steady. They needed someone who they could trust. They needed someone that they could believe in, even if I had to correct it myself. And that's why your first project isn't about proving you're perfect, it's about proving you're reliable. Principle number one, the first project isn't about proving you're perfect, it's about proving you're reliable. Listen, family, your first project sets the tone for your reputation, but perfection is impossible. But showing you can be counted on under pressure earns you long-term trust. Why is this important? Because perfection is overrated in project management because projects live in a real world, not a textbook. People will forgive a missed milestone if they see you were proactive, transparent, and adaptable. They won't forgive being blindsided or, as they say, ghosted. Reliability builds the professional credibility that gets you future projects, promotions, and trust in high-stakes situations. Experiment with these actionable tips. Always close the loop. Follow up on every commitment you make, no matter how big or how small. Next point, show up early to meetings and be the most prepared person in the room. And the last and final one, document everything you see before you have to scramble around looking for details. And my professional insight here, I've seen PMs lose opportunities not because of mistakes, but because they disappeared when things got tough. Reliability is your career insurance. Principle number two, learn when to escalate versus when to solve. Every PM issues the test judgment. Do you handle it yourself or raise it to leadership? Escalating too quickly makes you seem impeccable or problem solving. Waiting too long to escalate risks damaging your project. The skill lies in reading the situation, knowing the limits of your authority, and understanding political dynamics while engaging the risk to deliver if you kept it at the level. Why is this important? The balance defines how you are perceived as a leader. Strong PMs aren't afraid to involve decision makers when the stakes demand it. Poor escalation habits either annoy leadership with tribal issues or blindside them with crises that could have been prevented. Experiment with these actionable tips. Escalate when the issue impacts scope, schedule, resource, or you have conflicts And most important, budget beyond your authority. Next point, solve internally when the team has the expertise and capacity. And a last and final one, always bring options when escalate, never just the problem. I always recommend when you have a problem, bring a proposed solution, whether it's right or wrong. Here's my professional insight. Escalation is not trying to get someone in trouble. It is a controlled handoff when the decisions is above your pay grade or authority. Principle number three, learn to translate your team's needs and expectations. Again, learn when to translate your team's needs and expectations. You are the bridge between your delivery team and leadership. Your team speaks in tasks, blockers, and technical details. Executives speak in ROI, risk, and business impact. If you can't translate between the two worlds, misunderstanding multiplies. Teams will feel pressure to deliver impossible incomes, and leadership will feel you aren't aligned with their priorities. Why is this important? The PM who speaks both languages creates alignment, trust, and clarity, and it becomes indispensable. Without that translation, you're risk delivering a technical successful project that leadership considers a failure because it didn't meet their unspoken expectations. Experiment with these actual tips. Convert technical updates into business impacts before sharing with stakeholders. Next point, summarize leadership priorities into clear, actionable tasks for the team. And the last and final one, use visuals to bridge understandings. Gantt charts for executives. Here's my professional insight. The PM who can speak both languages becomes the bridge everyone depends on, and that is job security. Principle number four, using the parking lot strategically. Again, using the parking lot strategically. See, the parking lot is one of those simple yet most underrated facilitation tools in your toolkit. See, it's a way to capture valuable off-topic ideas or concerns without letting them derail the meeting's focus. Use right. It keeps participants engaged while protecting the agenda. Used poorly, it feels like you're shutting down people or avoiding issues. Why is this important? Meetings without control waste time, burn energy, and most important, it creates frustration. But shutting down contributions kills engagement. Strategic use of parking lots shows you respect by putting people's input into whatever the driving force is. So for example, meaning that we want to ensure that we're not discrediting what they're saying because it may make sense, but it's off topic. Let's put it in a parking lot. Let's get through what we need to get through. And then let's circle back to make sure that we provide what we all aligned on the agenda. Experiment with these actionable tips. Announce that you are parking an item so the speaker feels heard and not dismissed. Next one, revisit the parking lot at the end of the meeting or in follow-up notes. Last and final one, use it to separate valuable but non-urgent topics from the current priorities. Here's my professional insight. A parking lot is a leadership tool, not a mute button for the stakeholders. Principle number five, the most dangerous words are, here we go again, we will figure it out later. See, it's easy to push off decisions when you don't have all the details or when a conversation feels uncomfortable. But the longer an issue stays unresolved, the more expensive and disruptive it becomes. We'll figure it out later is how small questions turn into urgent crisis. Why is this important? In project management, time is leverage. The sooner you identify owners, actions, and timelines for unresolved items, the less risk you carry. Delaying decisions increases the chance of project delays, budget overruns, and last minute heroic that burns out the team. Experiment with these actionable tips. Push the clarity before moving on, even if it's uncomfortable. Assign an owner and a deadline to every open question. And the last and final one, keep unresolved items visible on a status report until close. Here's my professional insight. You will be disappointed in the present if you allow too many later items to pile up. I'll let you think about that one. Principle number six, confidence without arrogance gets you invited back. Confidence tells stakeholders you can handle the complexity and unpredictability of a project. Arrogance tells them you think you're the smartest person in the room. The difference is subtle, but critical. Confident PMs invite collaboration. Arrogant PMs shut it down. Confidence comes from preparation, experience, and most of all, clarity, not from dominating the conversation. Why is this important? Your professional reputation is much about how you make people feel as it is about how you deliver your project. People want to work with PM who inspires them, who trusts them, not who steamrolls them over. That combination makes you the first choice for future opportunities. Experiment with these actionable tips. Prepare your facts so your confidence comes from competence. Next one, acknowledge other people's expertise openly. And the last and final one, admit when you don't know something, but commit to finding it out. Here's my professional insight. The best PMs project calm authority without needing to be the loudest person in the room. Principle number 7, your best work will happen in gray areas. See, methodologies, processes are there to guide you, not to cover every possible scenario. See, the reality is that as much value comes from navigating situations that don't fit neatly into the rules, these gray areas require judgment, adaptability, and the ability to make trade-offs without losing sight of the end goal. Why is this important? Rigid PMs who cling to the rule book slows projects down and frustrates teams. But flexible, and I do mean flexible PMs who can adapt with boundaries, keep momentum going, and still meet business objectives. The higher the stakes, the more gray areas you face, and your ability to manage them will define your success. Experiment with these actionable tips. Assign ownership, not tasks. Let someone fully own a deliverable. Next point, ask questions before giving instructions. How would you like to approach this? Is a good example. And the last and final one, focus your time on outcomes and blockers, not every update. Principle number 8, learn how to say no, but offer trade-offs. I like that, family. See, you will be constantly asked for more features, more scope, more speed. Saying yes to everything is a fast path to miss deadlines and burned out teams. But a flat no can alienate stakeholders and damage relationships. The skill is declining requests while offering an alternative that preserves trust. Why is this important? Your role as a PM is to protect scope, budget, and schedule, as well as quality, while still enabling value delivery. Offering trade-off turns a rejection into a conversation about priorities and makes you look like a problem solver rather than a bottleneck or we're under construction, basically a roadblock. Experiment with these actionable tips. Block time on your calendar for a deep work and don't negotiate it. Set clear expectations on availability, whether it's Slack, email, or weekends. And the last and final one, practice saying, I can't take that on right now. Can we discuss priorities? Listen, family, if you stayed this long, you know I appreciate you. See, your first project will test you in ways the textbook never warned you about. You will feel pressure to be perfect, but perfection is not what earns trust. Reliability does. Show up prepared. Follow through on what you promise. Own your mistakes and correct them quickly because your own team knows they can count on you. They'll follow you through every messy parts, the hard parts, and even the unknown. So don't just listen to this episode today. Put it into practice by experimenting on your own very next project. Make reliability your first win. And if you're new to this episode, I go by the name ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, hey, listen, that just simply means it. Until next time.